Hey, what time is it? 2 a.m.? Oh shit, it's so late. I didn't realize how long I'd been here. No, I don't want to leave. It's just, I need to be back here tomorrow at like 9 a.m. and I live an hour away. I'll probably get like 4 hours of sleep. It's fine. No, it's fine. I don't mind driving late at night. It's kind of peaceful. Plus, I've operated on a lot less sleep before. I'm glad I stayed out, though. I would have felt envious of all of you still out if I'd left early. I'll just head out. What? No, I'm totally fine. When did we get here? Like 7? I had 2 whiskeys before 9, and I've been nursing a PBR ever since. So, like, 5 hours ago? I'm fine to drive home. What about you? How much have you had? Oh, you're the designated driver tonight? That's sweet. I guess our other friends got pretty drunk. Wait, you guys trade being the DD? That's really cute. But seriously, I've driven this late so many times. It's okay, don't worry about me. You don't need to let me crash at your place, I'm serious. I don't want to impose. I guess it is Friday night, and right after the bars have closed, so there could be people on the road. I'll just take back roads. Yeah, I mean it adds another 30 minutes to the drive, but it's safer. Okay, fine, if you insist. I'll take you up on your offer. Just don't try anything. I'm kidding, of course you won't. I trust you. So, are you planning on leaving now? Okay, so should you just give me your address? I don't know the neighborhoods that well up here, so I can just put it in my GPS. Well, yeah, I guess I can just follow you. One favor, though. Could you drive me or walk me to my car? I attempt to give off don't fuck with me energy, but we are kind of in a sketchy part of town, and it's late. And you're way more intimidating than I am. I'd feel a lot better. Yeah? Thank you! I appreciate it. Man, it's cold out. Hey, I was serious earlier. I'm so glad I ended up staying out this late. I had so much fun, and I'm glad we got to get to know each other more. I don't have many friends in the city, so it's nice making new ones that I can get along with. I used to have a ton of guy friends in school, but ever since I graduated college, I miss all my guy friends, so it's nice having some dude energy around again. Yes, I said dude energy. You're very much a dude. What, are you offended or something? Honestly, I was kind of intimidated by you when we first hung out. I thought you were way too cool to be my friend. I'm a huge dork. You wouldn't hang out with someone if you didn't think they were cool? I guess that makes sense. Okay, fine. I'm pretty cool, I guess. And so are you. Wait, is that your car? Oh my god, that is exactly what I expected your car to look like. That is so cute. What? I'm not laughing at you. I swear I'm surprised by new things about you every time we talk, but your car is the least surprising thing I've discovered so far. No, I'm not making fun of your car. I like it. It's charming. It's very you. Thanks for driving me to my car. Seriously. I had to park like 10 blocks away. Hey, I know, but it's Friday night and I got here at 7. Of course parking was gonna be terrible. I had to walk pretty far. I'm just glad I wore comfortable shoes. Oh my god, you still have a tape player in your car! I love it! Do you have a tape in it? Oh my god, I love that! I love that so much! Another thing not surprising about you. Noted. Nothing. I just like finding out these little things about you. So, where's your house? Like, what's the cross street? Oh, I think I know where that is. What's it near? I've totally driven by it before. I know exactly where that is. Wait, really? A big old house? I know that house! I've absolutely driven by it before. That's too funny. I shouldn't have to follow you then. I know how to get there. Hey, give me your number in case I get lost. Okay, I'm not gonna get lost, but I hate having to message you on Instagram. Just give me your number. Please. Thank you. I'll text you now so you have mine. There, I just texted you, so you should have my number. Okay, so I guess I'll see you at your house. Oh, what am I doing? Alright, it should be around here somewhere. Not that street, a couple more blocks. Ah, there it is. Wow, look at this place! This is the second least surprising thing I've found out about you so far. First was the car, second is the house. No, I love old houses. It smells like my grandparents' house. That's a compliment, dummy. Are any of your roommates home? No, it's fine. I'm just wondering. I just wanted to know if I should expect anyone else walking around, since I'm guessing I'll be here in the living room. That couch looks comfy. Huh? I'm not sleeping on the couch? Well, where am I? In the basement! Ah, right! Of course, the basement! Duh. Why didn't I think of that? Hey, next time you bring a girl home, maybe don't tell her she's sleeping in the basement. Just call it your office or something. Yeah, way less horror movie villain is about to chain you to his radiator kind of thing. No, it's fine. I was just caught off guard. Thank you. I guess it is more private than the living room. Where's your bathroom? Alright, down the hall. Oh, your house is so cute! I would love to live in a house like this. Where is this basement you've been telling me about? Oh, okay. This is way less creepy than you made it sound. It's nice. Not too hot down here. You've got a TV down here and everything. I would still like blankets, though. Thank you. Where's the outlet so I can plug in my phone? Oh, right here. I got it. Of course the basement. He's having me sleep in the basement. Duh. Why did I think he'd want me to sleep in his bed? We've known each other for a couple months. If he wanted to do it, he would have already. All right, you're good. You're fine. Would you like to kiss him as soon as he gets down here with the blankets? Yes? Are you going to? Absolutely not. Oh, fuck, I'm way too anxious. I'm not gonna be able to sleep a wink. I should have just gone home. I should go home. What? What do you mean I shouldn't go home? How much of that did you just hear? Oh no. Oh no, no, no. Fuck. I want to crawl away and die. I'm so embarrassed. I'm an idiot. I'm just gonna go home now and die in peace. Wait, why are you stopping me? Let's just pretend I never said anything and go on into our awkward exam. What? You don't have to. Okay, maybe I am enjoying kissing you. Oh, wait, you said you only had beer earlier. You taste like whiskey. You took a shot upstairs when you grabbed the blankets for me? Oh my god, I guess I'm not the only one who was anxious. No, I mean, when I said if you wanted to fuck me, you already would have. I don't know what I meant. You wouldn't do that because you like me so much? Well, that's good to hear. No, I'm very happy about it. I'm just not usually someone that does things like this on a whim. I overthink things way too much usually. Oh, fuck it. I want to keep kissing you. God damn, I love your hands. And your fingers. They're so strong. They feel so good on my body. Strong, but soft. I feel very vulnerable, but also so safe in your arms. Oh, please pull me in tighter. I want you to feel my whole body melt into yours. Oh, you're so warm. I can feel your heartbeat. Can we go upstairs? Like, not in the basement, but to your room? Yeah, I don't want you to take me here. I want you to take me on your bed. Yeah? You wanna fuck me? Yeah? Take my tights off? Oh, well, yes, sir. Oh, your hands feel so good on my thighs. Oh, fuck. My thighs are so sensitive. Please be gentle if you're gonna kiss them like that. Oh, god damn it. Yes. Yes, you can absolutely put those fingers in my tight little pussy. I'd love nothing more. Oh, fuck. You know how I said I loved your hands before? This is so much better. Oh, fuck. My pussy is already so wet. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. What? With your mouth? Yeah? Oh, that's my favorite. Feel how wet I am for you already. Oh my god! Oh my pussy! You are so fucking good at that! Oh shit! You're gonna make me come already? Jesus fucking Christ, you're so good! Don't come yet? Why not? Please, can I? Please. No, fine. No, I can be a good girl and not come. Honestly, I want to come all over your cock while you're fucking me. Yeah, I want you to use this pussy and fuck me hard. I want you to grab my hips and my ass with your big fucking hands and pull yourself in deep. Don't think I can't see how hard you are through your pants. Oh, fuck, I was right. Fuck, your cock feels so good in my throat. Do you like how my mouth feels? Yeah? You're already throbbing for me. Give it to me. Fuck my mouth. You like it when I gag on your cock, hitting me at the back of the throat. Oh, fuck, I can't believe we're doing this. I don't even recognize myself. Hey, don't you dare come in my mouth. You didn't let me before, so I'll only let you come if it's in my pussy. It's already dripping for you, can't you tell? Yeah, you feel it? Yes, I'm on birth control. I may be impulsive right now, but I'm not an idiot. Yes, please, sir. Fuck my brains out. I want it, please. I want to feel your hands on my hips, hear my ass against your stomach, and feel your cock filling me all the way up. I want you to use me. Oh, yes! Fuck! You feel so good! Oh my god, your dick is amazing! Oh, you're amazing! Fuck me harder! Fuck, this feels so good. You like this little pussy? Yeah, you want to fill me up? Squeeze around your cock, and I want you to come with me.
Oh yeah? Oh fuck. Yes, baby. Fuck me harder. I wanna come on your cock. Please, please, please. Oh my god, holy shit, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming for you like a good girl. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Oh my god, holy shit. Who am I? What have you done to me? I usually only come from oral. This was... Whoa, this was something else. Yeah, I guess your dick is just that good. Oh, my pussy is that good too? Thanks. I try. Ah, all right. I'm a sweaty mess. How's my makeup? I should get cleaned up. I'll be right back. Ah, all clean. I love your bathroom, by the way. This bed is way nicer than the couch. I think I'm owed at least sleeping in your bed, right? I mean, I made you come. A lot. So if you're gonna send me back down to the basement, that's not fair. Why, thank you. I'd love to sleep in your bed with you. Well, shit, we should try to sleep. Or else I'll get just as little rest as I would have if I had driven home. So, I should be done with my thing tomorrow around 1. Do you have any plans? We could get lunch, or coffee, or drinks, or whatever. You don't have plans? Great. Well, you do now. This will be fun.